Well, welcome back to a second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. If some of you just joined us, you know that the first hour is the mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. And I know that my friend Nachum Siegel has been sharing this second hour with his listeners every Thursday night. He has his program from 7 to 9. And I know that some of you are listening through his website. So welcome to the program. You know, the theme song is for Chazanis is Moshe Kusevitzky with Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we've got an interesting program coming up. Our guest, Chazanis lover, GCL, will be Cantor Joel Kaplan. He'll come on after this first selection. I have been telling you that a new marathon will be various versions of the Kiddush, and I might as well start with one of my most favorites. Of course, we played Kop of Kagan a few weeks ago, but Moshe Lesorkis, who is the Blinda Chazan, one of my favorites. Let's hear Kiddush L'Shabbos, Moshe Lesorkis.
Oh,
That was Moshe Lesurkis, the Blinda, the blind chazan, with his version of the Kiddush. And I am so pleased to have with me, I hope this is working live on the air, Cantor Joel Kaplan. Good evening, Joel.
Hi, good evening, Charlie. Good to be here.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We've got a lot to talk about, Joel. It was good seeing you yesterday at the Cantorial Council meeting up in Riverdale.
Very well attended, and four fantastic presentations.
You are the past president of the Cantorial Council of America. For some of our listeners who aren't familiar with the organization, perhaps you'll just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Cantorial Council of America is affiliated with the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. And we are the only organization comprised of Orthodox Chazanim in the world. We're dedicated to the preservation of Nusach HaTfila, authentic Nusach HaTfila, and we have a work cut out for us.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You are at Temple Beth Sholom in Lawrence.
Right. Congregation Beth Sholom in Lawrence.
Right.
Right. This is my seventh year.
Wow. You have a model there for everything that I think is perfect about Jewish music and Chazanis. You have a rabbi, Rabbi Hain, who has great respect and gives you a lot of chizuk in what you do.
Yes.
And you have a choir. I'm friendly with Mel Young, and I know the Jesse Aronson Choir. You have a great synagogue choir.
Yep, we do.
And you do the most fabulous concerts every year.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have my rabbi, Rabbi Hain, and I'm the most fortunate chazan in the world, and with great balabatim who are very supportive of me and of the choir and of the concert, and it's become a gala event, as you know.
Yes,
you come
yes.
every year.
I come there with great joy. I just love to see it. I'd love to see it. Now, why don't you just give us a little bit of a background as to how you came to become a chazan?
Okay, that's
where were you raised?
I was raised in Borough Park. Uh-huh. My mother was born in Borough Park. My grandfather was a doctor in Borough Park, so it's like a 100-year-old Borough Park family.
Oh, a local yokel.
Local yokel, exactly. My father, Olav Shalom, actually davened in Bethel, now called Young Israel Bethel, and he went to hear the rabbi. Rabbi Shor, Olav Shalom.
Uh-huh.
But obviously that was where Chazan Kusevitzky was. And I used to go, and I was a little kid, and one Simchas Torah, we were sort of, some of the kids were up in the choir loft, because there was no choir that day. and we were making believe we were the choir. And one of the balabatim said to my father, instead of him playing at being in the choir, let him join the choir. And that choir was led by Benny Friedman.
Uh-huh.
And it had kids in the choir. And so my father took me for a audition, and I was admitted to the choir and became a soloist. And in fact, I became a soloist on the Pirche records, because those days, if you were doing a children's choir, they would recruit from the Bethel choir, because they had the kids already trained by the choir conductor, and they would use them on the record. So I'll tell you some of the other names that were in the choir with me, names that you'll recognize and the listeners will recognize. The great Yossi Sonnenblick was in the choir with me. Robert Vegg.
Yeah, Bobby's good friend.
Yep. Bernie Annis, Shmuel Pollack, Freddie Levitz. And it was a wonderful time. The melodies that we sang in the choir then are still rattling around my head 40 some odd years later.
Wow. But just as a total aside, I think I've told you that someday I would like to help have a reunion of anybody who sang in the choir with Koussevitzky.
And that would be great.
I think it would be just so fabulous. I did discuss it with Bensian, and it's something we have to work on.
Yes, I'd love to help you with that. Yeah. So I studied Nusach Tefillah with Chazan Shaul and voice with Chazan Einhorn, and I became the Chazan in the Ocean Avenue Jewish Center for 10 years, and in the White Shul in Far Rockaway for 15 years. And now I'm fortunate to be in Congregation Beth Shalom for the last, this is my seventh year.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And okay, so you're going to share some of a couple of your favorites with us this evening. I think the first one is the Waldman selection.
Yes. It's Bavur David. And the Label Waldman, I think, is the most famous example recording of it. It was a composition by Rumshimsky, and I sing it with a choir, and I think it's just a great piece.
Okay, we're going to hear it. By the way, Joel, you'll have to forgive me. The Waldman piece starts with Kilek Achto.
Yes.
Want to make sure that I...
Yeah, it's the same piece, yeah.
Okay, let's hear the great Label of Waldman with Bavur David, Kilek Achto.
Behold this evil, say, oh. Behold this evil, say, oh. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Wow, what a beautiful piece.
Oh, yes.
I have been in touch with Harvey Waldman. That's Label Waldman's son. About 20 years ago, I did a special on his father, and we're going to do a repeat. We're going to add some new things to it, and hopefully in the next, the next couple of months or whatever, we'll get to it. I have a lot of specials coming up.
But that was a great. I think he was American born.
Yes, he was born in New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a rarity.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, okay. America has to have. We're producing some very very fine chazanim lately.
Oh, very very much so. Very much so.
With the chazanis, I know we could talk for an hour, but do you have any comments?
Well, it shows. I think what it is it shows the chazan with not just as a soloist. It shows the chazan with a choir, and the organ are supporting the chazan, and they're responding. The chazan and the choir response, which makes it so exciting. I think sometimes today the chazan is sort of just like a soloist. And that what becomes more important than the piece is almost the arrangements.
Uh-huh.
And I think that takes away a lot from the compositions, the original compositions. And I remember when Ben Friedman, the key was the choir was to support the chazan, which embellished and made the piece so much more exciting and meaningful. And I think that's an important part. To learn from the old masters.
Well, I'm sure you've heard my lament about the lack of choirs. And I never quite understand. In England, they have perhaps a dozen choirs.
Oh yeah, very fine choirs.
Yes, it mystifies me why we can't have that here.
Well, you're right. I think to the extent that they value the chazan, and then there's a more of a chance to value the choir as well, and I think we need some more valuing here.
One of my goals, one of my projects for the future. Now, the next selection is a Moshe Kusevitzky selection, Umi Pnei Chatoeinu.
Yes, yes. I remember singing it in the choir, you know, during the, Pesach, actually, Chazan Kusevitzky used to go to a hotel. So it would be either Shavuos or Sukkot that we would sing Umi Pnei Chatoeinu. And it's just a gorgeous piece. You know, again, all the pieces we sang in the choir, I remember, they had one characteristic, they were all very melodic. In other words, they were pieces that you could hum, you could sing. We're fortunate to have grown up that way. And when we do pieces in the choir now, it's almost invariably the pieces that I remember from Ben Friedman. And my mission is to revive, if we do choirs, is to revive the liturgical pieces that we did then, without changing it, without making it more modern.
Right, right.
We don't have to change it. I think it's those arrangements were fine and dandy, and were very captivating when we sang them.
Well, Moshe Kusevitzky died in 1966, and I didn't discover Chazanus until 1977.
Ooh.
So I missed out, but I have the recordings.
Yeah, the recordings,
and
right.
And I do have your reminiscences. So let's hear the great Moshe Kusevitzky with Umi Pnei Chatoeinu.
Yeah.
Wow, Joel. And you were there, huh?
Yeah. There's a version with a choir, a live version from a concert floating around also, which is also fantastic. But what do you say to the, probably the greatest Chazon's voice ever?
Well, yes. It must have been fascinating to be in Borough Park where you had the two Koussevitzkys, because you know, there are so many that get into the arguments, and I never get into these arguments.
It's a no-lose argument, actually. It's not a no-win, it's a no-lose argument.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I think if I remembered, they had a certain deference to each other. I think one used to daven the first night of Yontiv, and the other one would daven the second night of Yontiv, so they wouldn't, at least they wouldn't compete at night. People could go hear one, could hear both at night. One the first night of Yontiv, one the second night of Yontiv.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Now, I had planned to play a Moshe Stern selection, the Av HaRachamim, and in our discussions, you had told me that this is also a selection that of which you're very fond.
Yes.
Did you sing with Moshe Stern when he was at the...
Actually, I was at the tail end of Koussevitzky, and I was with a soloist with Paul Zinn. Paul Zinn was the chazan for 2 years after Moshe Koussevitzky passed away. And Moshe Koussevitzky died in August of 66, and that Hanukkah concert that year was a Hanukkah concert which featured Saul Zim and Paul Zim.
Really? Really?
Yeah, and then they hired Paul Zim to be the chazan, and he was there for 2 years. And then it was 1 year with a chazan, Reuven Blum.
Okay.
And then after that, Moshe Stern.
Moshe Stern. And right. Then was there anyone in between Stern and Bensian Miller?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that shul had such a great history of greats.
Oh, sure.
Hirschman and I think
Chagi. Oh, yeah.
Must have been something to grow up in that area.
I'll tell you a little trivia. When Koussevitzky died in 66 in August, it was right before Rosh Hashanah. Who was going to daven Rosh Hashanah? In Bethel. So there was a retired chazan, I forgot his name, who they hired, and he got sick, actually, Yom Kippur. He was an older man. He got sick Yom Kippur, and he couldn't daven. So who davened that Yom Kippur with the choir? None other than Rabbi Shor.
Oh, really?
Who had a beautiful, sweet voice, and, had learned from the masters.
Interesting.
As far as
Chazanus
was, yeah.
Wow. Okay, Joel, listen, thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with me. And again, I am jealous I'm envious that you have such a wonderful, wonderful position in such a fine community with the rabbi and the choir and an appreciative congregation, which is something that I think we can all aspire to for all Chazanim.
Yeah, we're lucky. But you know what, Charlie? Your work, what you do, which is a labor of love, we all know, we're so appreciative because it brings Chazanus out to the fore so that people could hear it and appreciate it. And we thank, on behalf of all the Chazanim and all the Chazanus lovers out there, we thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Joel. We'll be in touch.
Great. Okay, thanks again.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. So we're going to be hearing Moshe Stern, and this is Av HaRachamim. Well, as you can tell, that was from a live performance, the great Moshe Stern. And again, I'd like to thank my friend, Cantor Joel Kaplan, for sharing his thoughts with us. And I remind you, dear listener, that if you would like to be a guest Chazanist lover, a GCL, you just contact me. You know the email. It's on the homepage. It's CBJ, Charlie Bernhout Jewish, cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. By the way, I mentioned this the first hour. Some of you may not have heard. For those of you who want to, who are always asking me, how can I help you? I have little calling cards, very small cards, you know, a calling card with the information about the program, which I'll be happy to send you a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, whatever, for you to hand out at shul or at your favorite kosher butcher shop or restaurant, or just to hand out to your friends. So if you will just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, give me your address, tell me how many cards to mail you, and you'll be a helper of a Chazanist lover, okay? I have that request. Many of you have asked, how can you help? Help spread the word is one of the ways. So there are two reasons to contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. One is if you want to be a guest Chazanist lover, or two, if you want to help. By the way, you could be both, and you can make a request for cards to be sent out. I remind you, unfortunately, the upper right-hand corner of the homepage shows Shabbat Chazanut, February 9th to the 21st. It has been canceled. Here's what happened. I don't want to go into all the details, but there just wasn't enough. There weren't enough people who stepped up with payments to give confidence. You know, a lot of people wait to the end, but these were a group of young people who got together who love the Shabbos Chazanut weekend and decided they wanted to help carry on the tradition. And it just didn't work this time. But for those of you who are interested in it for the future, God be willing, it will come back. Okay, so I was telling you that we're going to do a Harvey Waldman interview about his great father, Label Waldman. And this next chazan, who is a favorite of mine, I did a two-hour interview 20 years ago with his surviving three daughters and son. These were the Malofsky children. It was the most often requested copy of anything I've ever done. I must have given away over 100 copies of that two-hour interview that I did in the kitchen of the home of Goldie in Lakewood, New Jersey. I'm going to rebroadcast that. I'm going to be going to Israel in a couple of months, and you'll hear that while I'm gone. But in the meantime, let's hear the great Shmuel Malofsky, and this is V'shomru. I hope you've been enjoying this Chazonis. I've really eaten it up this evening. It was. It's a pleasure playing this. Julian, I don't know if you're listening, but I expect you to be a guest Chazonis lover very soon, and let's take care of that. This past Shabbos, I was in Highland Park, and my friend Henry, or Hank Rosenblum, who was the director of the Miller School of Chazonis at the Jewish Theological Seminary. He was there for the weekend, davening and giving lectures, and it was wonderful. Really great to see Cantor Rosenblum and his lovely wife, Susan. And it was great to see old friends from Highland Park. I was a member there about 20 years ago, and we're all getting a little older, but it was good to see everyone. And I hope there's a few who are listening. It was good to be with you. Yes, I'll be back to do a comedy presentation as soon as I'm asked. Okay, let's get on. This is another Av HaRachamim. It wasn't, I guess it was planned that way. This is the great Moshe Oysher with Av HaRachamim.
Yeah. Φλητάς λιφλείτας ηλωμήν. Βιμάλε, μισάλε σε ηνύν. Βιμάλε, αι μισάλε σε ηνύν. Δεν μιλώ το εγώ.
Wow, Moshe Osher. Well, look, the hour's going by, but I've decided I'm going to go perhaps a couple minutes over. That's the beauty of having the internet program. Time is my own. It's your own. And besides, at 11 o'clock, there's no news worth listening to. You don't want to find out who shot whom. So let's close our last selection. It's we had played Pierre Pinchuk the first hour, the wonderful lullaby Schlaf Mein Kind. And now let's hear... we're closing with Pierre Pinchuk, Uv Yom HaShabbos and Yismachu. Pierre Pinchuk.
Hi, 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 hi. Oh, suam il venis co. Oi la shabbat be shabbat oi alu il nasat mi venis co. Ay 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 Yes, me hove malchus choshem rei shabbos vekur yoni. Yes, me hove malchus choshem rei shabbos vekur yoni. Hainik, hainik. Arami kachi me kachi shivi kula mizbayu. Ve'yisan go mitovecha. Vashvi'i, ay-ay-ay, rotsi samay v'ki'i davashto. Vashvi'i, rotsi subay. Веки и до ваше то. Хебедас йоми мой свой корос, ой, свой корос. Хебедас йоми мой свой корос, ой, свой корос. Zeichel, 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 Imasi Verashi. Hai, 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 Ой, Машабо.
Yes, time goes by quickly when you're having a good time. Well, I hope you enjoy the hour of Chazonus, the 2 hours, the first hour also, why not? Again, contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com if you would like to help distribute little calling cards that have all the information about the program. Help bring this joy to others. If you email me your address, I'll be happy to email you a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, however many you ask. It would be my pleasure to send to you. You've asked in the past, how can you help me? Help spread the word. That's how you can help me. And again, if you'd like to be a guest Chazonus lover, also contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Come back again next week. And shalom. Thank you for joining with me, everyone. Thank you.